place. I've been trying to figure out what the Iranians actually said. There's a bunch of different proposals out on the table. I'm trying to hone it in. They have made a bunch of capitulations, which I didn't think they did, but not as much as some of the documents were saying. That's because they're talking to different groups. Some people claim they represent them, some that don't. I'm figuring it all out, okay? Fog of war stuff. But let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to James in Texas Air Force. Your take on this, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I want to kind of clarify. I am Dr. James Nolan Wilson, and I work for the Munitions Directorate of the Air Force Research Laboratory as a civil servant. So I did work for Air Force, but...
Okay, I love this military thing, though, where it just says combat thing, a brigade, and then I'm not combat, and you're Air Force, you want to be clarified. Whatever, just say what you are, I love you, and just tell us what you think.
Okay.
Nobody's stealing valor, it's okay, just give us your take, okay?
Does the phrase OMGSTFU mean anything to you? This is Donald Trump when I was hearing what he was giving away details.
Oh, my God, what the hell's going on here, yeah.
No, yeah, OMG, shut the F up. Yes, sir. Well, I mean, here's the question that instantly popped into my head was, what do you do when your commander-in-chief is a traitor to the Constitution of the United States? My God.
Were you a previous Trump supporter?
I voted for him a couple of times. Yes, back in 2016, and then I think once in 2020. But
I understand. What do you think of him saying all Trump supporters support him? That's total horse crap.
Oh, I was never after I realized I'd gotten fooled as bad as I had. I have not supported him in 6 years. I don't know.
Well, listen, I'm not second guessing your personal views, and that's you, and I respect that. We got a lot done, and he went through a lot. I mean, it's not like I got fooled by Trump. He's changed. I want to be very, because the liberals are like, Jones admitted he was wrong. Trump was always bad. I did not ever say that. I am glad we got him in. It was so much better. We changed things so much. I could go on for hours about it. But there's definitely, the last 8 months, been a major change of course, and it ain't good.
Here's the thing I wanted to tell you, just to give you an idea of how dangerous the information that Donald Trump just spoke to the world. I while I was working for the Air Force Research Laboratory at Eglin Air Force Base, I lived up in Crestview. You get a map of Florida, find out.
Sure, you're saying it's not good to give out all that rescue information.
That's the heart of what I was going to say. Duke Field is just south of Crestview. That's where the AFSOC, Air Force Special Operations Command, has all their C-130s and their various variants, from the Ghost Rider to the MC, you name it, the refueling birds, the whatever the Air Force needed, they did it. And then down in the other part of the reservation is where the road.
Well, did you see the looks on the faces of the people, the military on the stage with him when he was giving all that out?
The camera was focused on him, but I'm sure they had a look of horror on their face, or they should have.
I saw some of the cutaways. Well, here's the thing. Even Susie Wall said, stop only letting him make decisions. None of them will even advise him. It's what they just sit there, because you're gone. Tulsi Gabbard told him, don't do it, and he wants to fire her for it.
Yeah, and she's one of the last few good guys he's got left. The CIA director needs to be the victim of a little wet work, in my humble opinion.
Well, let's not go there. He definitely is a globalist and kept the Russiagate intelligence from Trump, and it just goes to Trump sitting there giving him a blowjob on air when Ratcliffe's his damn enemy. It's just a fact. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Thanks for the call. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen,
T3 is now available. DallasandStore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found. And we have the best medical grade, ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war. But more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasandStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasandStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right. We don't censor your calls. All we ask is you have a clean phone line. We've not had one veteran call in and say my analysis is wrong. Again, I need Trump to succeed. The Democrats want to put me in prison. Todd Blanche is a famous Democrat lawyer, former Southern District of New York. That's the nest of the worst Democrats, DOJ. He bragged they killed the investigations into the CIA and FBI and DOJ running all the fake lawsuits against me and said, oh, he's a bad person. We killed the investigation. Just to give you a personal example, I talked to multiple people that had to explain to him, Mr. President, you got rid of Bondi. You understand you told her to be on Fox News. You told her she was a PR person. He did. It's always the deputy AG that runs everything. You understand it's him. And Trump's like, oh, yeah, I better get rid of him. And he'll just wake up another world the next day. So that's where we are. And then Ratcliffe, with John Bolton, it's come out and been declassified, covered up the Russiagate and Obama and the operatives inside, and with Bolton gave fake intelligence reports to Trump, which Harry Reid said they would do. And there he is with Ratcliffe. You say, well, he's with him, he's corrupt. No, they screw him. Because Trump does not understand this stuff. I have known this for 9 years, people in the briefings. Remember he said, oh, I thought the military is all like John Wayne. They're all conservative. They're a bunch of liberals. The left since the 50s, and they have total, very rare to have a general or somebody that isn't a globalist. They send them to continue education. You got to sign on all these think tanks. Trump didn't know that the military was full of globalists. And now military that tells him the truth gets fired. I was all for firing the DEI leftists and people and the fat women and the bald-headed dudes in dresses and the Space Force training. But now it's confirmed, as I thought last week, they fired the head of the Army because he said, no ground invasion. No, absolutely not. We don't have the forces. Because the Iranians are willing to die, folks. And what do you just, what do you go blow up the coastline, go in, a bunch of people get killed, and then the Iranians just send more troops in forever and pin you down there? You know, the CIA gave the equivalent of today's numbers, $200 billion, like $30 billion at the time, to Saddam Hussein in the Iraq-Iran war. There's whole documentaries on it. We gave them nerve gas. And then later they bashed Saddam using nerve gas that our government gave them that our satellites and aircraft directed. It didn't work. We killed 2 million Iranians, and they just kept coming. Say what you want about them. But I, even in our pussified state, there's still a lot of tough people in this country. I bet if somebody did this to America, someone's blowing our bridges up, blowing our universities up, and telling us to capitulate and bow. What do you think Americans would do? Well, you know what they'd do. They'd act just like the Iranians or the North Vietnamese. Remember last June when I said this will lead to a full war? Oh, shut up, Midnight Hammer. See, you were wrong. And I said, we'll see. Jones discredited. It's over. No war now. Was I right or was I wrong? You think I like being right about this? Let me tell you. A lot of my predictions are hard to make. A lot of complex thinking goes into it. This isn't hard. This ain't hard. Like, I would tell somebody, chopping up a bunch of zucchini to canned zucchini. You got like 20 zucchinis you grew in the garden. You got the cans, you got the vinegar, everything. I'd say you probably don't want to wear a blindfold with a big old sharp knife while you cut that zucchini up. You probably don't want to wear a blindfold. It's not rocket science. It's going to go bad. Do I know exactly how? Yeah, they passed a law in July, saying you can attack us again. We blocked Strait of Hormuz. And then all the military experts said you can't stop them from closing it. And Trump said last week, they can have rocket-propelled grenades, missiles, even guys with small arms. They can always close it, so it's up to you to go fix it, Europe. Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's what he'll say, what he's been briefed on, and then just say, screw it. Remember, oh, we don't want it. You can have it. It's your problem, Europe and the Middle East. We started with Israel, but it's your problem now. You open it. We don't need the strait. Then it's like, you open that effing thing right now, Allah Akbar, or I'm going to kill all of you because he's been told what it's doing to the economy. I'm trying to support the Trump of 8 months ago or even a month and a half ago. Do you support the new Trump or the old Trump? I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Robert Barnes is coming up. Dennis in Virginia, thanks for holding. Airborne, Army paratrooper, Fort Bragg. What's your take on the situation?
Hey, I'm an ex-Army paratrooper, retired now, out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I've spent a good bit of time up there. I just came back from there, and I have friends in the 82nd Airborne. If you don't think it's crazy enough, why don't you hear this? Except the Trump, you know, the word that came down through the ranks were they're thinking about an airborne operation onto Karg Island, just like in 1944 Normandy invasion. They want to make a big dog and pony airborne operation show. Mm. I mean, these guys will get slaughtered.
And by the way, you're not giving out classified info. They admit they want to send airborne in. Now, don't give out the numbers I've got is they sent another 10,000. So 15,000 airborne total. So how many's real? 10,000 support and 2,500 Marines. What does that sound like to you?
It's going to take more than that, I tell you that. I mean, they're sitting ducks. If they hit a Karg Island like that, they're going to be hit hard. And if I knew that was an operational secret, I sure wouldn't have said anything about that. Just an idea was kind of floating around. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
No, it's in the news. That's the main target. They tried to float it 3 weeks ago. No, they said we're going to Karg Island until they fired the head of the Army over this, bro. He said that's insane. Because imagine, you don't, you got to pound the island for weeks. You got to attack all the shore emplacements that are right there because you got to deal with that. Trump doesn't understand this. So you got Karg Island and all these emplacements a half mile away with all the hidden howitzers, all the hidden artillery mortars, all the hidden missiles, 2,000, 3,000 foot sheer walls, mountains above it, shooting fish in a barrel. And then you're going to blow, I said this, don't do it, but blow up the oil supply. You don't go capture the island to hold Iran hostage because you can't do that. You can blow it up from 50,000 feet, but you cannot go in there and put Marines and Army on that island. What do you say to that?
It's going to be a bloodbath if they try because just like you said, I mean, the Iranians, they're not dumb. They're dug in deep. You know, and it just it would be a bloodbath. I mean, it would probably be worse than 1944 Normandy in June, 1944, World War II, if anybody knows about that. It was a massive airborne operation. But the word is, you know, they were thinking about something along those lines, and I think it's just a big show at this
point. But think about the trap. Here's the deal. You guys would be the let's beef the number to 25,000, which is bigger than this. You send in 25,000 troops to Karg Island. And as soon as they're pinned down from the shoreline a mile away, what happens? Now we got to go to full bore invasion.
Yeah, it's crazy. It won't be pretty.
But this is why they fired the Army, though. He said to take that island, you got to have an additional 200,000 troops ready to go in if they get pinned down, which will happen. I'm going to draw a map for people, okay? This is, pull up Karg Island and the Strait, but just let me just butcher it, okay? This is it. 2,000-3,000 foot. Sheer walls, tiny beach, whole bunch of islands all over the place, and then 5,000-7,000 foot mountains. You got this peninsula right here, and then we're going to send people in here to take it so we can say, oh, we've got your oil now. when they're going to be attacked from all directions and whoever's dug in there. Now they're pinned down. Now that, oh, sir, now we've got to take all of this to stop them attacking. Now we have to have a full invasion of Iran. That's the setup right there. 200,000 troops, bare minimum, Pentagon assessment. And can you imagine the death number, Dennis?
Oh, it's crazy. I have five great uncles serving World War II. I mean, they can tell me some pretty good stories about these airborne operations into Europe and so forth. But it's not pretty. A lot of people would. It's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a bad day if they go that route.
Well, it's all cuckoo town, and the entire coastline is armored. When I say Strait of Hormuz, it goes up and down the coast. The whole thing is a bee's nest. Well, what do you think Trump should do?
I don't know. I think he's dug in too deep, but I think he's, you know, I think that the they brainwashed him with that bullet just missing him in Butler, and I think he's, you know, they got him convinced that he's on a path, you know, God's going to take him in a direction. But I think Netanyahu and Levine, they got their thumbs stuck up, you know what, and Trump is just wiggling and waggling. It just,
Let me ask you this. Your former service members, and I love how you're ground level getting the intel they're getting ready, didn't know it's officially in the news, which is beautiful because it just shows you're just getting it from the actual source. But no, it's confirmed. What are your colleagues? What are your teammates? What are the active duty you're talking? What are they saying?
Oh, they're not too happy about it because you know, I mean, they talked about it just like you did. I mean, they're sitting target. You hit that island, they're surrounded. It take a hell of a lot of gunfire, you know, support fire all around that just to get in with, you know, drop a bunch of paratroopers in there. But it's, and then once you're on the ground, then what? I mean, we can get rounds downrange pretty quick within 18 hours anywhere in the world. But being surrounded on that island, I mean, it's just like a sitting duck. They're not happy about that idea at all.
Well, and again, the super cubbers and sea cubbers will swarm in and the aircraft. Yeah, we'll blow the hell out of them, but they don't care. If you're 100-1 and you don't mind dying, that's dumb.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Trump is, you know, I love him a lot, but I'm in that love-hate relationship right now. And that meter's swinging farther and farther to the hate side. But it just, you know, I feel in some ways I feel for the Iranian people. They want to be liberated, not bombed the hell out of them.
Yeah, they didn't look too happy when they're at their national park by the bridge that gets blown up.
No, it's a nice bridge, too. They didn't have to do that. It just, you know, he's getting like Netanyahu. Like, they, you know, we have a blackout on Gaza and the West Bank. We're not getting any news from there at all. So it's like he's. You know, it's like Netanyahu is running Trump, you ask me.
He is. And they say you're anti-Semitic. What does that mean? I'd be against the Chinese openly running us. I mean, it's just, no, I'm not against Chinese. I'm against the Communist Party. And I'm against Netanyahu. Thanks, Dennis. It's disgusting, folks. Every former Israeli intelligence chief has come out and said he's insane. In public statements, and with Tucker Carlson, and then they call him a Qatari agent. Every former intelligence chief. I mean, Israel has just destroyed itself long term. I mean, this is just horrible because Israel ain't going nowhere, folks. The Masada project. Oh, you know about that? That's worse than the Samson option. See, I think multi-steps. And I don't want the Jews blown up. Plus, they're going to blow us up if it goes there. This is cuckoo town. Jeff in Georgia, Marine on the Iran war. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking the phone call.
Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So just reading the room, I work, you know, out with people in public every day, different religions, different races, different sexes, different income levels. Nobody supports what Trump is doing. Nobody supports the direction of the country. And I think the biggest issue is, for myself, most other Americans, working class, and former military, there's no clear objective. He contradicts himself back and forth multiple times a day. We don't have a clear objective. So how can we be successful if we don't know what we're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, and I didn't watch the whole press conference. Trump again said he has 100% support, and Hegseth compared the airman to Jesus, which the airman's great, but notice how they're hiding behind the heroics of our military.
Absolutely. And I ran back into a corner. This is simple. I was a captain in the Marine Corps. That was my rank. This is simple. We have to leave them an off-ramp. They have no off-ramp. They negotiated with us in June. They were negotiating with us currently.
And by the way, I didn't think they'd start capitulating. They started capitulating. Right. He said, screw you.
Yes, sir. So they have no reason to negotiate because either way, they're going to be on the receiving end of bombing or an invasion. The other thing they're failing to realize is if we do have regime change, you're going to have a power vacuum, just like we did in Afghanistan, just like we did in Iraq. We have ISIS. We have Al-Qaeda. There's going to be a power vacuum.
That's exactly what Prince said, and his studies are, and so is the Pentagon's. It'll be worse than the mullahs.
So where we move forward on this, I don't actually know. The problem is our closest ally believes in the Samson Doctrine. So there's no walking this back. That's the problem.
What about what my dad said, that he was against it, but now that we're in it, we got to, quote, win it? Yeah, because this is going to discredit us. That's why Trump won't back down.
Absolutely, and I respect that. We are so far involved. My argument is these are not boots on the ground when I hear Trump and the politicians say this. These are Americans on the ground. These are mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. These are American lives that are going to be injured and or killed. For what? We don't really know. We don't really know what we're doing or why we're there.
And that's when you know you're being stuck into a full war, is when they won't tell you the objective.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you, the Marines, did they ever not tell you the objective?
No, sir. No, sir. You knew exactly what was expected of you, and we trained, and you knew exactly how to accomplish it.
Exactly. So you might be have one main objective you train on and five or six others, but it's objective, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Like InfoWars, our objective is a free, prosperous country. Like, we tell you our objective.
I believe Trump is not reading the room correctly. He's losing support very quickly, whether it's the economy, whether it's the oil prices, whether it's the interest rates, whether it's the cost of living, whether it's the war, whether it's the national debt, whether it's health care, whether it's the immigration situation. We have two immigration centers that they've spent millions of dollars reforming warehouses here in Gainesville, Georgia. They're empty.
Well, that's right. Suddenly he blinked on the ICE thing and just killed it, we're told.
So everything he promised, I supported him in 16, 20, and 24. Everything he promised, it's not coming.
Well, that's more bad news, because I don't like to pile on, but I have responsibility. I'm talking to very high-level people in DHS, Border Patrol, and they say it's worse than we know. They basically been telling me that he's turning it off.
And so I don't know. I think our country, I could see Democrats, you know, when they're in control of this country for the next 10 years, it'll be this moment in history where it changed. Yes, sir.
God bless you, sir. Thanks for your service. Let's pull it up right now. Trump threatens to take out entire country of Iran tomorrow night. Military planning underway. Print me that. Get the video. Oh, my God. You know what this is, right? I'm not trying to be alarmist. You have, from my sources, and it's in the news, for over a month they've been telling Trump, use nukes like Japan, they'll give up. No, we will be instantly hated worldwide. The stock market will crash. They will not give up. Mark my words, if we start nuking them, even with tactical nukes in the strait. The Japanese already tried to unconditionally surrender 5 days before. Their houses are made out of wood. We firebombed them with 3,000 plane armadas, sorties. And they dropped little boy and fat man on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to show the Russians what we had. That was the opening salvo of the Cold War. That's declassified. And that's because the emperor gave up, because MacArthur sent a message that we're going to hang your ass when we take the country if you make us lose hundreds of thousands of troops. They estimated we probably lose 200,000, 300,000 troops. So Japanese were fight to death. No matter how much we bombed them, no matter how much they're starving, it's their honor. And Hirohito gave up. And they admitted the new emperor was basically MacArthur. The only reason they gave up was because the emperor told them to. And it wasn't enough when he gave up. And the Japanese weren't dumb. Admiral Yamamoto, before Pearl Harbor attack, sent a letter back to declassify in the 70s and said, I fear we've awakened a sleeping giant. And he said, the industrial might of the United States will now mobilize. And he said, within 5 years, we will be a crater. Read the full letter. And he was smart, and he was right. He followed orders. You can walk this out, folks. I have a clip coming up. We'll play it when Barnes joins us, where they have the deputy head, basically the vice prime minister, and they're talking about using neutron bombs on the Iranians. and they're laughing on a power trip saying, don't tell them what we got. Neutron bombs. You talk about war crime. This is beyond crazy. I'm pinching myself that this is even real, okay? This is beyond cuckoo town. Is Trump going to nuke them tomorrow? I think we might wake up in nuclear war. The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. Wow, that's terrorism right there. When you say, I'll kill all of you if you don't do what I say, is this a dream right now? I mean, seriously, I'm like, this is the first time in my life I felt crazy. Did they put a brain chip in Trump or something? I'm serious. I mean, what the hell is going on here? Makes my job easy. He's up. Oh, 25th Amendment. 25th Amendment is ass. The Democrats, though, they're so dangerous. Oh, my God, help us. Oh, boy. I just am like the robot in Lost in Space when it gets a question it can't answer because both things are bad. I'm just like, cannot compute. I got smoke coming out my ears right now. Let's just hope it's some insane negotiation tactic. But the Iranians agreed to most of the stuff. God. I'm going to stop. I am beyond freaked out right now. We'll play these clips when we come back. I got to do this because we can't act like it's the end of the world and just give up and then we don't do the basic stuff, keeps us on air. I didn't plug last hour. I need your support to stay on air. Hopefully, this has got to turn out okay. I got 4 children. This can't be like this. The AlexShowStore.com has incredible supplements that really work, change your life, the methylene blue, the bovine colostrum, all of it. Every order today gets a free gift. Might be an Alex Jones stress ball. Might be a knife. Might be a supplement. It's not T-shirts. That's so much to ship. But these are huge values. Every order gets a free gift just today only. 40% off on Ultra DNA Revivals. Oh, my gosh. The NAD and the PQQ and all that. It's incredible. The Shilajit capsules, the very best. Gummies, 40% off. MK Ultra, Brain Booster, Atomic Defense, Immune Booster. 35% off on colostrum, bubble colostrum, and life force. 30% off on iodine tincture. We have the very best methylene blue tincture, methylene red, and creatine powder, despite the fact that the methylene red's selling out. And also the signature Faraday bag with all the free gifts in it, a $600 value for $249 is about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. But right now, just pray for peace. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly. And they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Our constitutional lawyer, former Trump lawyer, true historian, real expert, real insider, Robert Barnes is going to join me now. We'll go a little bit the next hour. He's going to co-host the last 45 minutes because I have an emergency meeting I have to go to. I appreciate him volunteering to do that. Couldn't have a better fill-in host. He's beyond fill-in host. Let me just stop there, do this preface right now. Hands down, I have been on air 32 years, April 15th, 1994, April 15th, first show I ever did as a guest on a show about the income tax and the Federal Reserve. Hands down, in my 32 years on air, nothing has ever even come close to how much danger we're in and the insanity of what's unfolding and the nightmare that Trump has become. Madness of King George III, 25th Amendment, whatever you want to call it, if you look at the foreign control of Israel, if you look at him changing stories every time, we don't want the strait, it's your fault, Europe and Middle East, you go fix it, we don't need it. Now, open the effing strait, Allah Akbar, or I'll destroy you. 20 plus times, we've had victory, regime change, we're done. Israeli operatives on TV, hey, Americans signed up to die, they want to die, they're professionals. All of this is insane. No real objective. They told him it would fall. A few of his advisors, not Tulsi Gabbard, not the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, not Eric Prince, and now this. Trump threatens to take out, this is a quote, the entire country of Iran tomorrow night. Military planning underway. How do you take out an entire country? Now, we have the backdrop of the neocon mouthpieces that he says listen to, saying use nukes. We have Netanyahu's deputy, who's even more hardcore than him, and they're talking about using nuclear weapons and neutron bombs. I'm the only one a week before the attack 37 days ago that said Israel has an arsenal of neutron bombs, every major country does, doesn't destroy infrastructure, but it kills even hundreds of feet underground in a giant radiation burst, okay? You hit a full dose, you're dead in 5 minutes. Most people, a couple days, excruciating pain. It's been tested on animals, you name it. They claim they stopped building them in the 70s. No, it's neutron bomb all the way and other stuff. So Israel has this big, giddy event with all these Knesset members. Oh, we're about to use nukes. And they're like, don't tell them, don't tell them. The neutrons, hey, don't give the secret away. Ha, ha, ha. I think there's a good chance, because Israel threatened Trump, this is confirmed, that they would nuke 37 days ago, if Trump didn't do this. Then they went in, because Trump had finally listened and wasn't going to do it. It's a tug of war. And he thought it would be quickly over. So this is existential to life on this planet. He's doubling down. He's gambling like he's a degenerate gambler at the craps table or the roulette wheel at 4 a.m. He's already bet the house, already sold the farm. And now he's trying to, you know, sell his plasma, his blood to keep betting. But our blood. This is total cuckoo town. Now, Iran came back with a plan that capitulated some. Trump said no. He had a plan. They said no, because they know they control the Strait of Hormuz. So now it's not just bridges and not just 36 universities they blow up that they say the public love. You see them screaming and yelling in fear. But now it's total destruction, which means, yeah, they're floating nuclear. And they're so crazy, who knows? So here's President Trump during the press conference that just ended, saying, I will destroy the entire country. I thought we're liberating these people. I thought the majority wanted us. Now they admit the CIA and Israel gave them a bunch of weapons. That failed. This is how Israel got us into this. Try to get us to the Strait of Hormuz, Kerg Island. All of it's about entrapping us for regime change, sucking us in. And just this weekend, I talked to high-level Pentagon, high-level White House reporters, Trump confidants, who you don't even hear on the news anymore. Notice Flynn didn't say anything. Not saying. Notice you don't hear Roger Stone. Where's Roger Stone for a week plus? Can't even go on air. He's so freaked out. These people have had hour-long conversations with Trump. They were going to fire Tulsi Gabbard last week, Trump was. They explained, she's the only one that's loyal. Well, she didn't say that she advised me to go to war, because she didn't. But she at least said, hey, I followed my orders. I'm not going to tell you what I probably told him. They've been purging people they think Barnes has talked to. But even Susie Wiles is now in the war, leaking that last week. This is insane. I'm going to talk to Barnes about what he thinks is really happening. He has incredible sources, just as good as mine or better. But I can tell you all, when I tell you, I've been told this by people that talk to the president at length. What's crazy is he agreed it was going to try to find an off-ramp, and then he does this. He's all over the map. When I tell you this stuff, I'm not pulling it out of my butt. I told you about the cabinet meeting 6 days after Kirk was killed, where Kash Patel said, I want foreign involvement killed and any accomplices, and it came out exactly as I told you the exact day. I was giving that to people in the meeting because they were scared to put it out. I will. And I'm telling you, this is even more crazy that he was pissed at Levin last week and saying he's evil. I shouldn't have listened to him, but he's my friend, so I did. Bad advice. That's how Trump's out of his mind, okay? There is no doubt this is a different Trump. At 79, they finally pushed him into oblivion. Because some people implode in, he imploded up. He does not give a flying rat's ass. That's my assessment. I wonder what Barnes thinks to stop this, but they're leaning on the daring rescue raid and the pilots, how great they are, as if that makes them look good. As they lose the war, they try to focus in on this little success. So here's Trump back to back. threatening nuclear war. That is, they've already done it. So that's what this is. That's my view, my assessment. And let me tell you, right here in the gut, it's real. When your brain's sure of something, it tells this, get your shit together. Okay? And then Hegseth comparing the weapons officer that survived to Jesus. I love Christianity. I'm a Christian. And I like Trump promoting Jesus. But all this couching the war in Jesus and all this is exploitive and is wrong. Now, Barnes is going to come on right now. We're going to get to all this, but here's the clips.
The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
Shot down on a Friday, Good Friday, hidden in a cave, a crevice, all of Saturday, and rescued on Sunday. Flown out of Iran as the sun was rising on Easter Sunday. A pilot reborn, all home and accounted for, a nation rejoicing. God is good.
Wow. Here's Trump again, just loop it. We'll take out the entire country of Iran. Imagine when they hear that. This has already unified them. When I'm going to take you all out. That's like the Martians. Surrender or you're all dead. I'm going to take you all out. This is the worst thing you could do. Other than all the other stuff he's been doing. That if you wanted to unify an enemy, I mean, he came out last week and said, we're not going to help Medicare, Medicaid, or any of this. We're a war economy. The opposite. I mean, that just handed them the midterms. And some libertarians go, that's a good idea. Whatever. He promised the opposite. If you're going to do that, you sure as hell don't say it. Good God. He's committing seppuku. If you don't know Japanese, that means political suicide. Play it three times. We're going to Barnes. Play him three times saying, we will take out the entire country of Iran. You know what that's going to do? Israel told him to kill the mullah. Every study said that would make them come together. Think you kill the Pope makes Catholics give up? Can you get a holy war? Here it is.
The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night. The entire country can be taken out in one night, and that night might be tomorrow night.
All right, so that is terrorism 101. And I've been trying to, like, say we need to salvage Trump because it's better than Democrats and get him back on base than he was talking about doing it. But at this point, Barnes, thanks for holding for 12 minutes while I ranted. You're a smart guy. Am I wrong? What the hell's going on here? I mean, this is just a nightmare.
Completely. When I was up in Washington, D.C. in January, met with a range of high-ranking officials in the Trump administration, and this is what they were warning of. They said that Trump had gone King Lear mad, that he wanted no negative information shared with him. This was effectively, implicitly acknowledged this past week by Susie Wiles in a story in Newsweek and in Time, where she was starting to demand people share negative information because for the last month, high-ranking cabinet officials, members of the Pentagon, members of the intelligence community were afraid to share any honest or accurate information with the president. This is why he had convinced, he watches Fox News all the time, follows those sources, the Clay Travises of the world, the Steve Daces of the world, people that are saying we're winning, that it's the greatest victory ever, that it's the most amazing military victory ever, that we've taken out all of their missiles, all of their drones, all of their underwater drones, all of their mini subs, all of their go-fast boats that can blow things up in the strait. The entire regime has collapsed. There's going to be regime change any minute, and a peaceful democratic Iran is going to surge out, and we're about to get a peace ceasefire because they're begging for it. He believed all these things that were patently false. That's why he said, on Wednesday night, we can fly over to Tehran anytime we want, as low as we want, and they can't do anything about it. Well, what happened? We had a half dozen planes be shot down over the weekend. That's what happened because Trump was completely wrong.
And I confirm they're lying about casualties. There's reportedly hundreds of dead, all sorts of stuff shot down. This is horrible.
Yeah, they classified the casualty list. There were so many with severe traumatic brain injuries that they shipped off to the hospital in Germany that in Germany, they that hospital instructed people to not come in locally. They said, don't come in even if you're... Yes, yeah, even if, you know, right next to that German place. So there were so many, we occupied so many hospital beds with American soldiers that they couldn't even have treat pregnant women to give birth. That's how bad it was. The Intercept has come out and said there are far more casualties than are being reported. They chose to classify those casualties. That's why you've
well,
seen
yeah,
no more.
What do you think is happening when 2,000-pound ballistic missiles are hitting our bases and like sending missiles right into the top of radars?
Correct. And they've been lying about all these accidents. They said that Gerald Ford was removed because of a laundry fire. They said that a bunch of planes just fell out of the sky because they ran into each other. They said that, you know, a Kuwaiti friendly fire took down three of our fighter jets. This is all false. Not only that, what happened this weekend is false. This weekend was actually a special forces operation to seize the enriched uranium, which was a high-risk operation, so high-risk that a bunch of high-ranking generals objected to it, and they were sacked on Thursday.
I was about to say, I'm told that the Army general was removed because of this, the head of the Army.
Correct. Some of the top-ranking military officials, Army Secretary Driscoll, who is very close with J.D. Vance, they go all the way back to law school together, is considering resigning in protest over what's happening.
Elaborate on that. That's huge. And again, these people were loyal. These are not leftists.
Not at all. Army Secretary Driscoll, you know, served his country. His parents served his country. His grandparents served his country. Comes from multiple generations, Western North Carolina, Appalachia, you know, an area of both opposition to war and service in the military. Historically, he was the one trying to get a deal done in Ukraine. He was also integral. He met with the Oman ambassador when he came back about the mediation efforts to get Iran nuclear war and debriefed the vice president on it. And Vice President Vance strongly opposed this conflict all the way through. The same with Army Secretary.
By the way, I confirm that. Vance was public in support. I'm not defending Vance. It's true. I'm told behind the scenes he was, like, just begging. And Trump even screamed at him, you name it. Even Susie Wiles, who we're not fans of, is against it now. What does that tell you?
Exactly. Exactly. She saw what the polling data showed. She saw what the economic data showed, which is that even if we don't use nuclear, it doesn't escalate. The highest risk is nuclear weapons use in Iran, because if it is used there, not only does it create a global catastrophe, it creates a local catastrophe because that radioactive
None of the ships will go through, period. Let's explain this to people. If they send in Marines and Army, which Israel's advising, they will be pinned down, and doctrinally we use tactical nukes at that point. Let me explain to people. We are not in Kansas anymore. We are all in grave danger. I've been on there 32 years. Folks, this is total red alert.
Absolutely it is. So if they use nuclear weapons, that nuclear radioactive air will go all over the Gulf. You're going to have 500 million Muslims around the world swear opposition to the United States and Israel. We're going to have a different...
Oh, you want a real holy war, it's the Butlerian Jihad begins when this happens.
Yeah, exactly. The holy war of all holy wars. The jihad of all jihads. World War III on display.
Be put in irons right now.
Completely, completely. The second thing is, let's say that doesn't happen, but instead Trump simply tries to bomb them into oblivion. Two major problems. One, it won't deter their missiles. Their missiles are built and designed and stored and fired from deep underground in these huge mountains. They were designed to literally survive a nuclear bomb. That means we could kill everybody living aboard, above, and it won't stop
the missiles.
They've
been planning for this.
Absolutely. They will then take out all the desalination plants in the Gulf, all of the water supply in the Gulf, all of the oil and gas supply in the Gulf, all of the places where we get helium, the things where we get key fertilizers, the key food supply. So what does that mean? It means permanently higher gas. It will make the stagflation of the 70s look like pennies on the dollar by comparison. It means economic disaster for a decade. It means a humanitarian disaster for a decade. It means hundreds of millions of refugees fleeing the Gulf countries because they're uninhabitable because of the lack of water, because 90% of their water comes from desalination plants. It means an utter nightmare on that scale. So even if he doesn't go nuclear, but goes the
And then you know the left, the globalists are going to release a new virus, guaranteed.
Oh, completely.
To control us domestically, this is it. It's a one-two punch. It's going to be war, economic collapse, and then virus.
Well, the thing is, they don't even necessarily need the virus, because look at what's happening in Australia as we speak. Look at what's happening in parts of the Philippines and South Korea as we speak. They're already using the fuel, lack of fuel and lack of potential food to start what? Rationing. To start.
And don't you love Trump saying a week ago, keep the strait, it's your problem. Now he's like, open the effing strait. He knows.
Oh, completely. We cannot allow this to escalate in this way. The third risk is that we just continue this conflict in such a way the strait remains closed. As long as the strait remains, we live in a global oil and gas market. That means we, folks, for those pretending the straits have no impact on the United States, just go to your local gas station. Look at the price of diesel. Look at the price of gas. That is happening around the globe. Also, oil goes into the entire supply chain for everything produced.
The Federal Reserve already says they're going to raise interest rates. So Trump now knows from my sources this is derailing his plan. Why would he tell all my sources, okay, I want an off-ramp? This is just still got to act tough, though. He just can't help it.
He's gone King Lear mad. I mean, he really has. Like, Trump's genius used to be a combination, if you read Art of the Deal, was we're going to expect the best, however, always prepare for the worst. He's no longer, not only is he no longer preparing for the worst, he pretends the worst can't happen. He has convinced himself the worst isn't happening and that only the best is happening. His positive thinking has become wishful delusional thinking. He really thinks he's on the phone with Iranians when Iran has stopped negotiating with us ever since we bombed him.
Well, that's what I see the Iranians capitulate. It turns out that's not even real.
Correct. Exactly. It's completely fake.
And even I know he's wrong, but I still go with this thinking, well, they can't just be saying this. And then I was wrong last hour. It's all...
It's completely fake. He's convinced himself in his head that it's happening. And this is the level of delusion.
And once the stock market figures that out, which is happening, what happens?
Then all of a sudden the market quits buying the lies and quits buying the deception. And this is why he's talked himself into a corner. This is what Professor Pape at the University of Chicago in his book, in his articles and study of the escalation trap, has been warning about for a quarter century. He said this would be the great trap into World War III. And he said President
I had economists on a year and a half ago saying this is the one Achilles heel for Trump, is Iran.
Completely. And he's just convinced himself of things that are utterly not true. Like, he has convinced himself that he has 98% approval. He's convinced himself the whole country loves this. He's convinced himself the economy is really
booming.
Meanwhile,
95% of Trump supporters I know are completely against this. I just took unfiltered calls from veterans. We got more coming up before you take over. None of them support this. These are combat veterans. They're totally against it.
To give you an example, he's convinced himself now that this week, what the plan was this weekend was a special ops operation to go in and seize their enriched uranium. He was going to use that as his off-ramp, say, we got rid of the nuclear, we're done, we're out of here. And then he needed to rein in Israel on his way out, because that would satisfy Iran if we those two things, rein in Israel and pull and get us out. Then what happened is it all went AWOL. Everything went AWOL. And that's why they had to suddenly rescue somebody. They had to convert a special ops operation into a rescue operation. That's why some of the planes were involved that don't fit normal rescue operations. Some of the troops were involved that don't normally fit.
And then why is he giving out all that classified info on TV?
Because this is how nuts he is. He's living really in his own world. And if you share negative information with him, he screams and yells at you.
Oh, no, I was told over a year ago, by people very close to us, in the meetings, like, no one will tell him anything. Even Susie Wiles had to, not defending her, she leaked this, said, you got to give him negative info. Stop being yes men. But he screamed, he even says, my voice is hoarse because I've been screaming at people.
Yeah, completely. And nobody is immune. He goes off on anybody. That's when Susie Wiles is so scared that she's leaking to the press that he is completely not listening to anything negative. That gives you an idea of how bad it is. Vice President Vance has spent the last 3 weeks depressed because of how nuts this is, of how insane this is. President Trump has lost his mind. He has gone King Lear mad, and he risked the entire world if we don't step up and do something about it.
I was about to say, what do we do? But even his brain, Levin, was saying, we should probably end this now and just build a U.S. base in Israel and bomb them, you know, whenever we need to. Even they're now halfway moving off regime change, but not Netanyahu's staff. They're saying use neutron bombs.
And the UAE and Saudis are neck deep in this. These guys grew up, MBS and MBZ, the respective leaders of Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis, believe that they have to take out Iran for their future to be controlled. These
but
guys
even the crown prince is now acting like he wants an end with Putin.
Oh, yeah. He it's both. He's trying to play. But what happened is the Saudis greatly exaggerated their end. These guys grew up playing Call of Duty. They think war is a video game. These guys are nuts. The BB is nuts. The Saudis are nuts. The Emiratis are nuts. We got to divorce them now. And the president has lost his mind. I mean, literally, what we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody building bunkers, by the way? I mean,
why is the cabinet living on military bases? Do they know it's coming?
Exactly. You know, tackle Trump, put him in the basement, let him watch nonstop videos of how great he is, and then Vance, get us the hell out of this. Because this is on the verge of being World War III and a disaster we will not be able to recover from for a generation. This is, I mean, both of us have been warning about various risks. Neither one of us, outside of the COVID pandemic, warned that this kind of disaster could happen. We were dead on accurate about what happened.
And this is
worse
exponentially, so stay there.
Worse.
But we're going to break in a moment. Let me just ask you this. I was about to say, the Democrats and them in the midterms, that's a side issue now compared to existential threat. How do we 25th Amendment his ass?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment, it's harder than impeachment. You have to get 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate.
So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for an internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. That's how risky it is for the whole world.
Yeah, if I was the Democrats, I'd stop poking Trump and messing with him. That only makes it worse. Like, you guys need to watch out. This isn't a guy acting like he's crazy. This is real.
What's there going to be to take over in 2026 or 2028 if this hits the fan? If we get it, he's threatening an extinction level event for the people of Iran tomorrow. Does nobody think there'll be any blowback from that? If he follows through on that, the whole world is screwed. We're in
you know what's insane?
America.
None of this is over-exaggerated or hyped. I cannot stay there. We're going to come back. I've got a short compilation of him saying the war is won. Let's take a few calls, and Barnes is going to take over. I have an emergency meeting on the shutdown of InfoWars to go to, and it doesn't even matter. It's so fitting this is happening, and they're literally turning the lights out. People don't take it serious. We survive so much. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to TheAlexJonesStore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.